Okay, good morning, everybody. Thursday morning, there continues to be so much tension and anxiety in the country, and God willing, even under the stressful circumstances, I know many of you have reached out to me, and one of the things that we're called on to do during a time like this is to try to maintain our equanimity, and to that end, I thought it was very appropriate that we have Tehillim Kof Chav Tes 129 this morning, which is really about very critical aspects of our relationship with Hashem that sometimes are actually posed as in tension with each other. But I think this Mizmor actually makes a very important comment about interface and synergy. And those two elements, of course, are bitachon and hishtadlus bitachon, a sense of trust in the Almighty, and that the Almighty can deliver us even from what appear to be hopeless situations. Hashem is a Moshia. And on the other hand, our responsibilities towards hishtadlus, towards making any and all relevant efforts in any particular area of life, to make sure in somchen al hanes, we don't simply rely on miracles, but we use all of our, of course, divinely ordained and given capacities to try to advance ourselves personally and familially, communally, and nationally as well. And so very often these are posed as somehow in tension with each other, that a person who trusts in God will wait for divine deliverance, and a person who believes in the power of, human assertion and human initiative, human creativity, is going to be less likely to, rely on divine salvation. And while there's some truth in this superficial dichotomy, the truth of the matter is that there's a more powerful point of synergy that emerges from this mizmor. So, Shir HaMalos, Rabas Tzaruni Minura Yomarna Yisrael. So, David HaMelech could have said this about himself, who from his earliest days, even in his own family, was an afterthought. His father didn't even contemplate that he might be the one that Shmuel came to anoint as the king. His brothers were extremely dismissive and even disparaging of him. But, as the Radak points out, this is a mashal for the Jewish people's journey from the very beginning, from Avram Avinu, Geri Yezaracha, Be'eretz Lo Lahem, Bavadum Binu Osam, suffering has been part of our historical experience. We are in Am Siri Decharav. Rabas Taruni Minurai Gam Lo Yochuli, but they have been unable to conquer us. Al Gabi Charchushu Charchim, they will literally plow over us, reference to Gemara and Sot in just a minute, with a very beautiful explanation of this pasuk. Harichu L'manisam, Adonai Tzadik Yitzeit Zavos Rishayim. And yet God came along, the righteous one, and he immediately was able to sever the thick cords of the wicked. Yivoshu Visagu Achor, they were humiliated, they had to retreat in defeat. Kol Sonei Tzion, the enemies of Zion. Yuka Chatzir Gagos Shekadma Shalaf Yavesh, like grass that grows dry and withers. Shalomilei Chapo Kotzer V'chitzno Me'amer, as one who was attempting to gather in the harvest, it utterly failed to do so. The harvest failed. They did not have the blessing of God, the Yerushalmi and Avodah Zarah, says Elo Ovdei Alilim, Shem Ovrim Min Ha'olam Lom Amr LeYisrael, Birkas Hashem Aleichem. They undersold the connection that we have to the Almighty. So, coming back to the Gemara in Sota that I alluded to previously, the pasuk of Al Gabi Charshu Charshim, when the height of the bondage in Egypt was taking place, Shibud Mitzrayim, and it was decreed, Kol Haben Hayilod Hayaora Tashlichu V'Chol Habas Techayun. So, it was a crisis for the Jewish people, quite obviously. There were those who followed the lead of the Gadol Hador of Amram and separated from their wives. And, of course, Miriam comes along and says that's, no way to be. Paro's a wicked person, and who knows if Hashem is going to allow his machinations to come to fruition, but you, Father, you're righteous. Why do you yield to these kinds of things? The Nashim Tzidkaniyos of the entire generation, almost you know, following the lead as it's presented of this young and very bold young lady, Miriam, came along, and they were able to encourage their husbands to have children. These are the mirrors that they use to beautify themselves that end up providing purification of all things in the Mishkan, the Maros of the Nashim Hatzovos Pesach Olam Moed. And so be that as it may, you know, when these women give birth, the Egyptians came after them, and they put their children in hidden locations, even in the ground, the way that the Gemara describes it, but we know about hidden children in Jewish history far more recently, so, you know, we can even understand it in a very rationalistic way, and the Egyptians would try to plow over them, al-gabi, charshu, charshim, think of it, images of the Gestapo, you know, yimach shemam, coming along to make sure that there were no living people in particular locations, haunting images that we've all seen, and yet the children were able to survive. And it was the ingenuity and the initiative of these women in taking these steps, and of course, the, you know, divine salvation that was able to come along with that, the miraculous element of God protecting those children who were brought into this existence by the courage and by the pluck and by the indomitable faith of these women. And so what we have here, I think, is actually, as I noted at the outset, a very profound point of synergy between Bitachon and Hishtadlus. Because these women had absolutely unshakable and inalienable Bitachon, it was absolutely essential to their understanding of the world. So as such, they were able to take very creative steps in terms of encouraging their husbands, creative steps in terms of where they would deliver the children, how they would care for the children. So it's bitachon that inspires even greater hishtadlus. That is to say, contrary to the common presentation, that bitachon will mitigate hishtadlus, what we have here is an idea that bitachon spurs human initiative. If one really believes that God can save, then one does all that one can to put oneself in the best possible situation to reap the benefits of divine salvation. And so, obviously in a very different sense, you know, in these days that are filled with tension and critical decision moments, it's important for us to remember that our tradition provides us formulas that have withstood the test of time and all kinds of situations far more uncertain than even the ones that we confront today. And these formulas, tested by time, sanctified by the Jewish people, involve a total trust in God and, as such, a catalyst for all relevant human initiative. Everybody have a wonderful day, a safe day, and a calm day.